Well, good morning and welcome to St. Luke's. Today is the fifth Sunday after Pentecost. We had a choir singing at 7 o'clock, so a lot of the congregation came then. We're a small group, but we're all welcome around the Lord's table this morning. So stand and sing our opening hymn, Let Us Build a House Where Love Can Dwell. Different verses from the anyway, thank you. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
St. Paul tells us, the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Let us pray. O God, our Son has taught us that those who give a cup of water in his name will not lose their reward. Open our hearts to the needs of your children, and in all things make us obedient to your will, so that in faith we may receive your gracious gift, eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated. Thank you, Father, for making yourself known to us and showing the way of salvation through faith in your Son. We ask you now to teach and encourage us through your word, that we may be ready to serve you for the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
A reading from the book of Psalms, and we say alternate verses.
No, not today. You just read it all straight through.
Right, thank you. A reading from the book of Psalms. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I bear pain in my soul and have sorrow in my heart all day long? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? Consider and answer me, O Lord my God. Give light to my eyes, or I will sleep the deep sleep of death, and my enemy will say, I have prevailed. My foes will rejoice because I am shaken. But I trusted in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. For the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
As we stand, as we sing our next hymn together, kneels at the feet of his friends. From the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus said, "Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive the reward of a righteous. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly, I tell you, none of these will lose their reward." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Please be seated. Well, over the last few weeks, we've been reading from Matthew's Gospel, chapters 9 and 10, where Matthew has collected some sayings of Jesus, giving guidance of how to do mission, how to be a disciple. And Jesus has sent his disciples out, his chosen 12, to proclaim the gospel, to heal the sick. He told them it wouldn't always be straightforward. Some people would listen to them and some people wouldn't. Then last week we also heard Jesus' warnings to the disciples that there may be and there would be opposition to their message, but encouraged them to keep on. To use a modern idiom, he would have said, "Keep calm and preach the gospel." And here in these last verses of this section, Jesus has concluded his instructions by giving some promises of what their mission would achieve for those who heard them. And this revolves around the ideas of hospitality and of reward. Bit we heard started, "Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward." Now, the culture of the time, to welcome a prophet in the name of a prophet, or a righteous person in the name of a righteous person, which is the next verse of our passage, means to welcome them with the honour due to their status. If someone like that came to your house, you would wash their feet. You would give them a meal. You would listen attentively to what they said. What struck me here is that it's not only a one-way transaction. There is a reciprocal nature to what's being said. Yes, a prophet or a righteous person, it would have been assumed, would be blessed by God. A prophet's reward or a righteous person's reward is to be blessed by God. But here, Jesus is saying that the one who welcomes will get the reward as well. It goes both ways, and this is something that is new. Also, there is a chain of hospitality. The Father sends the Son sends the disciples tell the good news to those who they meet. And then those who receive the disciples' prophecy, who welcome those who preach, they are in relationship with the preachers. It's a two-way thing there. But they're also in relationship with Jesus, because the disciples are in relationship with Jesus, and Jesus is in relationship with God the Father. So the people who welcome the disciples are welcoming God. Relationship is central to the heart of a gospel message. So we have prophets and we have righteous ones, but then Jesus goes on to say, whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward. But Jesus is still talking about responding with due hospitality, and little ones are included alongside prophets and the righteous. Little ones might mean children, it would include them, but also would include anyone who the society felt was of little worth. The words of the Old Testament, the widows, the orphans, and the aliens, the foreigners. Being reminded that the chain of mission, those who are part of this, are not just the great leaders, but everyone who claims to be a disciple of Jesus. And giving due hospitality is a requirement not just to those of high status, but indeed to all who come. And as we consider the reciprocity in this passage, we can turn this around to say that the ones doing the mission, those sent by God, are also can be the little ones as well. They're not the big names, the 12 disciples who are named in Matthew's gospel. People like St. Paul, or maybe in modern times, the likes of Billy Graham. In the book of Acts, who tells the story, collects the story of some of the early church, we have big names. We have Peter, we have Paul, but we also have what we might call bit players, minor characters, Ananias, Simon the Tanner, Cornelius, Lydia, Priscilla, Sergius Paulus. You may not even remember some of those, but they were all hospitable. They all were part of the mission. What they did helped spread the Christian way. There's also here an implied invitation from Matthew to his people who he was writing these words down for, and to us in our time, that we are all ones who are sent. We are all part of the mission. But then we can look at this passage of where Matthew was a very skilled writer, and as he collected together Jesus saying to tell the disciples, his people, something about what it meant to be a disciple. And the inclusion of prophets, the righteous, and the little ones is actually telling for another reason. It tells about the different aspects of what mission is. The prophetic dimension talks about proclamation, miraculous demonstration, divine power. The righteousness is the enduring pursuit of justice on the healing and restoration of relationships. And the vulnerability of little ones demonstrates that the mission is wholly dependent on God's power and presence. So things to guide us as we are participating in mission. As we read this passage, think we're asked to, we can ask ourselves who Jesus and Matthew want us to identify with in the passage. Are we the ones being welcomed? Are the ones doing the welcoming? I think from what I said before, it's kind of gets clear that we are both. In some moments, we are the readers and the disciples whom God is sending. We proclaim, teach, and heal, and bless. But in some other moments, we are the ones to whom disciples are preaching and teaching. Both parts are there. So therefore, the missive that giving even a cup of cold water is worthy of reward, a reminder that every action, however small, is an important part of this relationship building. There's more to that verse than this. There's two points of note. First of all, we need to do what we do to the best of our ability and with purpose, be it preaching or be it making the tea. Jesus says, a cup of cold water. Well, that might seem that's an easy thing to do. A cup of cold water is easy. I don't have to put a kettle on for that. But in those days, any water that was lying around would be tepid. To offer someone a cup of cold water meant that you were prepared to go to the well and draw some fresh water out for them. You were doing something of effort, with planning. You were doing what is due, even to the little ones. You're treating them with hospitality that Jesus, that God expects. And secondly, Jesus says, even a cup of cold water. Yes, again, even small actions are part of the wider scheme of Jesus' mission. No coincidence that the central act of worship in the church is the sharing of the Eucharist, the Holy Communion. So we welcome everyone to God. We share God's welcome. That's why we put the welcome mat out when I talked about this 3 years ago, or whenever, I think last time this passage came up in the lectionary, and we leave it there. So every time we come, and we come to God's table, we're reminded that we are welcome, that we are welcome to come and share the gifts of God, the welcome of God. One of the great doctors of the church, Gregory the Great in the 6th century, wrote this on the Eucharist. And this, I think, sets into context the main message of the passage we've had to look at today. Gregory writes, "Let us receive Christ at our table now, so as to be welcomed at his eternal banquet. Let us show hospitality to Christ present in the stranger now, so that at the judgment he will not ignore us as strangers, but will welcome us as brothers and sisters into his kingdom." Please will you stand and join with me as we affirm our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. So let us pray for the world and for the church.
The response to the prayers this morning is, God of welcome, in your loving kindness, and you'll respond with, hear our prayer. God of peace, we pray for our troubled world and the people affected by war, famine, and disease. We give thanks for your intervention in the war in the Middle East and pray for the negotiations to bring a lasting peace. We continue to pray for the people affected by the Ebola virus in the Democratic Republic of Congo and for the people in Venezuela. May we be reminded that you stay the hand, you provide, and our response is to offer the water. God of welcome, in your loving kindness, hear our prayer. God of faithfulness, we pray for the Anglican Church throughout the world, for the chain of mission that unites us. May your teachings remind us how to be faithful disciples, offering welcome to all. Within our Anglican communion, we pray for the Anglican Church of Southern Africa, the parish of Narang, and Anglicare Southern Queensland Edwin Marsden Tooth Memorial Home. We also pray for the Diocesan Synod meeting this weekend and for our Synod representatives, Jen Basham, Elizabeth Lamb, and Reverend Timothy. God of welcome, in your loving kindness, hear our prayer. God of friendship, we pray for our local community, for the schools of Marshall Road Primary, Salisbury Primary, and Yeronga Primary. May we here at St Luke's live out God's mission in our local area. Where God interrupts harm and provides a way forward, let us participate through simple acts of welcome. We continue to pray for St Luke's Little Angels, for the director Mel, and that they may be able to open soon. God of welcome, in your loving kindness, hear our prayer. God of healing, we pray for those who are sick, frail, and emotionally stressed, and who are really struggling in this sometimes uncertain world. Within our parish, we pray for Ryan, Sharon, Reverend Shane, David, Sharon, Peter, Lauren, Rita, Don, Margaret, Peter, Maxine and Robin, Glenn and Rose, Mon, Ian, Scott, and Tim. May we all no longer be captive to the powers that shape fear, harm, or despair, and remember that belonging to the life of God will set us free. God of welcome, in your loving kindness, hear our prayer. God of the resurrection, we remember your faithful disciples of every age, those who entered into a relationship with you and then welcomed others into the relationship. Today, in our parish book of remembrance, we light candles and remember 12 disciples within our own community: William George Moody, Catherine Dobson, Lydia Jane Goodwin, Jack Coulson Baxter, David James Leyburn Richardson, Evelyn Mary Shaw, Audrey Del Marshall, Norma Ray Bernardin, Hazel Jean Park, James Alexander Florence, Estelle Margaret Malcolm, and Malcolm John Jared. May we always remember we are called to pass God's welcome on. God of welcome, in your loving kindness, hear our prayer.
Accept our prayers through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who taught us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. The kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy, welcoming sinners and inviting them to the Lord's table. Let us confess our sins in penitence and faith with a sincere and a true heart. Merciful God, our Maker and our Judge, we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, and in what we have failed to do. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbours as ourselves. We repent and are sorry for all our sins. Father, forgive us. Strengthen us to love and obey you in newness of life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God has promised forgiveness to all who turn to him in faith. Pardon you and set you free from all your sins. Strengthen you in all goodness and keep you in eternal life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Would you please stand? The gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Peace be with you. We have 6 people at home on Zoom. Peace be with you. As we remain standing, we sing our next hymn as we prepare to share around God's table, When I Needed a Neighbour. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. For your goodness we have these gifts to share. Accepting these our offering for your glory, for the service of your kingdom. Blessed be God forever. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Loving God, we thank you for this world of wonder and delight. You give it to us to care for, so that all your creatures may enjoy its bounty. Lord, our God, we give you thanks and praise. We thank you that when we turned away from you, you sent Jesus to live and work as one of us and bring us back to you. He showed us how to love you and set us free to love and serve one another. Lord, our God, we give you thanks and praise. We thank you that on the cross, Jesus took away our sin, all that keeps us from each other and from you. He frees us from hate and fear, from all that destroys love and trust. Lord, our God, we give you thanks and praise. And so with everyone who believes in you, with all the saints and angels, we rejoice and praise you, saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. And now we thank you for these gifts of bread and wine. May we who receive them, as Jesus said, share his body and his blood. On the night he was betrayed, he took bread and gave you thanks. He broke the bread and gave it to his friends and said, Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. After supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He shared the cup with them and said, This is my blood poured out that sins may be forgiven. Do this in remembrance of me. You've gathered us together to feed on Christ and to remember all he has done for us. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Fill us with your Spirit that we may follow Jesus in all we do and say, working for justice and bringing your peace to this world that you have made. Accept our prayers through Jesus Christ our Lord. Blessing and honour and glory and power are yours forever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. We who are many are one body, for we all share in the one bread. The gifts of God for the people of God. Come, let us take this holy sacrament of the body and blood of Christ in remembrance that he died for us, and feed on him in our hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Let us pray. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us in this hope that we have grasped, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name. Well, would you please stand as we sing together our missional hymn, Jesus Put This Song Into Our Hearts. Do it as we as a,
yeah.
Right. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of His Son Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst you and remain with you always.
Amen.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.